It's time for Joe's Need to Know News here on Radio Now. It's Elliot King filling in for Joe while he's on vacation, hanging out with Liv the Web Girl. A lot of stuff going on. Yesterday was a big day, Amazon Prime Day.
Oh my gosh, people were freaking out. It was like, what's that day after?
Black Friday.
Yes, it was like Black Friday. You know how people maul each other over the malls?
Yes.
I feel like people were doing that virtually.
Yeah, they were doing that on the internet. Yes. But you might have some problems if you order something because a bunch of Amazon workers went on strike at the plant in Minnesota for like only like a few hours, though. It was like from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. because they just want better working conditions.
I mean,
last time they went on strike, it was because they wanted to raise the minimum wage. So they went from like $7.25 to like $15 an hour. Now they're just like worried about the pace at which they have to work and trying to get all these things out. So you might expect some delays.
Yeah, honestly, that's genius on their part for doing it on this day.
Yeah, major day when people are expecting lots of stuff. The bonkers bagel dude, you remember that guy going crazy?
Oh, the bagel boss guy.
Yeah, bagel boss. Yeah. His real name is Chris Morgan, but he actually might got a deal to fight other celebrity stars.
Like who?
Like, remember Antoine Dotson, the Hide Your Wife, Hide Your Kids
yes.
guy? They might be in a fight, and they could make up from anywhere to 5 to 6 figures, you know,
Dang.
Depending on sales and online streams. Would you watch that fight?
Oh, my gosh, 1,000%. I'm, like, begging the bagel boss guy to fight someone.
There's fight anybody.
This character or this, like, personality from Barstool that has challenged him to a fight, and they, like, want to get it on pay-per-view. And I'm like, I will pay a pay-per-view price just to see that.
Yeah, I will come over to your house with the pay-per-view
1,000%.
Watch party.
1,000%. It's going to be a huge party.
Fight will be over in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, at least we got some wings out of it. There's a new video game, White Claw Claw Game Machine.
You know? No.
Yes.
What is it? Tell me.
So you know, like those claw games are like arcades where you can like try to grab things or like stuffed animals.
Yes, I am the absolute pro at this. You can ask anyone from my college. I can always get a prize out of
really?
It.
Really?
Yes.
All right, I'll take you with me next time I go to the arcade. But now there's a White Claw version of that game. So it's just a thing full of White Claws.
Oh, my God.
And you just grab them with the claw. And
this is my white girl dream. I'm so happy.
Yeah, you're about to clean up. You might start charging people. They're like, hey, you want a White Claw? Because I never miss at this game. Tennessee police are warning people against flushing their drugs down the toilet because they're concerned that it's going to affect the animals in like a terrorizing way. So like they're saying like, you know, if you like flush like meth down the toilet, like it can make it down to the streams and then you're going to have to deal with meth alligators.
This is like grossing me out. I think that's so disgusting.
Yeah.
Like the mutated fish and also like those poor animals, like dispose of your drugs elsewhere.
Right? So, like, think of, like, I already don't want to mess with alligators. Think
Absolutely.
Of an alligator on meth. Yeah, it's going to do some crazy things. So, the interesting part about this, police said, if you want to, you know, dispose of your drugs in a proper way, they said they will gladly take them off your hands. I don't know how many people are going to be calling the police in
yeah,
on
that. See, I feel like that's a trick. No one's actually going to call the cops to dispose of their illegal drugs.
Yeah.
So they need to find a better way. They need to, like, get a middleman.
Yeah.
Like a civilian
like
to do it.
An anonymous line.
Yes, exactly. Or, like, an anonymous, like, drop-off location.
Yeah, just drop it off.
There's going to be a ton of drug addicts hanging out at that location. I just thought of that.
For
but
sure. Yeah, there's a lot of
holes
in
it. They can work the kinks out themselves.
They'll figure it out later. That's Joe's Need to Know News.